I wonder if you've been shocked or surprised today so far, have you? Anybody had a shock today? Anybody been surprised today? No? Oh, a few of you have been surprised. I'm glad about that because Christmas is a little bit about shocks and surprises, isn't it? And I had a bit of a shock this morning. I went into my cupboard to get the cranberry sauce out and we didn't have any. I have no idea what we're going to do. This is going to be my first Christmas eating turkey without cranberry sauce. I don't know. I blame the shopper, who happens to be me. But for some reason, the cupboard is bare and there's not a jar of cranberry sauce. Why is it called cranberry sauce when it's jelly? Does anybody know that? I have no idea because it's all, yeah. But anyway, so if anybody's got a spare jar of cranberry sauce they'd like to drop off, that would be fantastic today. But don't feel under pressure at all, will you? But the Christmas story is very shock and surprise, isn't it? You know, there's incredible numbers of shocks in this story and, of course, many different surprises as well. And I was just going through all the characters in the Christmas story and maybe you've been doing that this season as well, just working your way through and finding, again, some sort of a glimpse of something fresh and new in the story that for many people is so familiar. And it got me thinking about Elizabeth. You may know Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mum. She never thought she would have a baby. And yet one day an angel appeared to her. She was shocked and she was surprised. And she was told she was going to have a baby. Now, I guess that brought a fair bit of fear to her as well. And maybe even some doubt because she told the angel, I can't conceive and I am old. And then the angel appeared to Zechariah, her husband, and John the Baptist's dad, and he said, how can I be sure of this? I mean, the first thought for him when the angel came was, you know, this isn't going to happen, is it? How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man. And just to make matters worse, he then said, and my wife is well on in years. I don't know how he got away with that, but he seemed to get away with it on that particular day by saying his wife was well on in years. And the story goes that he didn't believe the angel, and so he was struck dumb until the moment when he named his son John. And then we got Mary, and the Bible says that Mary, when the angel came, was troubled. How will this be since I'm a virgin? I mean, what a surprise that must have been. What a shock that must have been for her on that day. And then the innkeeper, when Mary and Joseph knocked on the door, and I don't know what all their relatives were doing. I guess their relatives have already got other relatives in their houses, and so there was no room for them there. And then when they knocked on the innkeeper's door, and he didn't have room either, that was a bit of a shock because they were hoping and longing that there was somewhere to go, but no, there was nowhere at all. And then the shepherds are called by the angels up on the hills, and their task that day is to look after the sheep. The sheep probably didn't belong to them anyway. They belonged to somebody else. They were just hired to look after them. So what are they thinking? What? We've got to leave our sheep up here and go there? That was a bit of a surprise. And then, of course, for the Magi, when they got to Herod's palace, they realized they were in the wrong place. And that was a bit of a shock and a surprise to them because they thought they were following the directions exactly on that particular day. And fear grabs hold all of them. Fear is very much in this Christmas story. Yet the shepherds were terrified when the angels came. And I'm guessing this year you've had a few fears running around your life as well. I'm guessing there's been fears around all sorts of different issues. Some of them obviously to do with maybe COVID and coronavirus. Some of them to do with maybe a future and a job or a relationship. Some of them are doubting about the next stages in your education. Did you get the right results? Are you going to the right place? All sorts of things sort of grab our attention and help make us fear. There are other deeper things, of course, in our world. I mean, you know, will I be loved? You know, will I be included? Will I be accepted? You know, all those sorts of things run around many people's lives in different stages of their life as well. But the good news is, of course, that that fear can be transformed. One of the passages I've been looking at a lot this Christmas time is in Hebrews. Now, I know it's not the story of Jesus, but in a few verses, the writer of the Hebrews has something so profound to say to us. Right at the very beginning of this letter, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Wow. Just to know that God had a solution to our fears, and he still does. Because again, if you know the Christmas story, you'll know that every person in this story overcame those fears and overcame their doubts because they started to believe that something significant had happened on that day. Elizabeth, she had her baby, and she bursts out in praise. The Lord has done this for me. He has shown me favor and taken away my disgrace. You know, suddenly there's hope in her voice. Zechariah, we read that he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he burst out in praise to God when John was born. That fear turned into that hope of a future. Mary, do you remember her words? She said, "I am the Lord's servant." She was troubled, but then she realized she was the Lord's servant. She accepted that this was part of her story. Joseph, he did what he was asked to do. He took Mary when all he really wanted to do was divorce her quietly. The innkeeper, I mean, debatable depending on which Google page you read, but he found room for them at the back of his inn, in the little cave at the back. The shepherds, they left their sheep and then they went back praising God. And the kings, they went back another way, transformed people, finding a new way home. You see what happens when we allow our fears to be transformed by the truth of Jesus coming into our world, that God is with us. And those fears get turned into hope because the angel says, "Do not be afraid, God is with you." And I wonder whether this year, just as we sort of spend the rest of our day just reflecting on Jesus and celebrating together, I wonder if you have any fears, any concerns, any doubts, any feelings of, you know what, am I good enough? Am I welcome? Am I accepted? Does anybody love me? What about next year? What am I looking forward to? Am I fearful about that? Well, here's the good news of great joy for all people is that God takes those fears and he transforms them into hope and a future and a new direction where we trust him for all things. Hebrews, and later on in Hebrews, in chapter 3, "Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus." Fix your thoughts on Jesus. It may not change the immediate situation around you, but it will change how you approach it. It will change how you deal with it. It will change your view of what God wants to do, that he's the one who transforms those fears into hopes. And I pray that will be true. And you, like the Magi, will go back another way, a different person. You, like the shepherds, will go back praising God for all that you've seen and heard. And hope will fill us again with the future he has planned. I hope you have a fantastic Christmas day. If you're online, I'm guessing you're already smelling the nice smells of everything that's cooking. If you've got to rush home and see if you did turn the oven on or not, it's always the biggest fear on Christmas Day, isn't it? But whatever it is, I hope that you'll go home with hope and a future, that today turns into tomorrow with a new opportunity for what God wants to do, because he is with you and he is for you, and you can be part of his family as well. Well, enjoy your day. We're going to conclude by singing a new words to a familiar tune, "Crown Him with Many Crowns." And we're going to use this Christmas version as we leave today and go and celebrate together into whatever the rest of this week and next year brings.